Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Anthony Edwards, Donovan Mitchell playoff takeover. What's next for the Sixers? What's next for the Bucks? What's next for the Heat? And a spin on the NBA coaching carousel. All that is next on a brand new edition of This League Uncut.
Welcome to This League Uncut. In the world of 24-hour NBA news, this news, you lose. Chris Haynes, it's go time. Mark Stein, it's showtime. Boom shakalaka. This League Uncut is underway and on fire. This should be a good one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the latest edition of This League Uncut. Mark Stein and Chris Haynes back together. It is the waning hours of Cinco de Mayo. By the time this podcast drops, it will be Monday, May 6th. The first round of the NBA playoffs finally complete. We are fully on to the second round. Chris Haynes, after some arduous Cinco de Mayo travel, he is safely ensconced in New York, getting ready to cover the start of the Knicks-Pacers series. Game one of the Knicks and Pacers renewing 1990s hostilities. That is Monday night. I will be covering at least some of the Dallas-Oklahoma City series. That starts Tuesday night in OKC. We'll get to the second round matchups, but man, this weekend was absolutely dominated by two NBA figures. In the West, Anthony Edwards, whose star just keeps rising, Ant staking Minnesota to a 1-0 series lead with his game one heroic Saturday night in Denver. Man, the Minnesota Timberwolves, 5-0 in these playoffs in the 34 seasons of Timberwolves basketball. Before this season, the Wolves as a franchise were only 21-42 all time in the playoffs. They're off to this 5-0 start. And then Donovan Mitchell with the Cavaliers under huge pressure. They go down 18 in game 7 at home to Cleveland, end up coming all the way back. Donovan Mitchell, 89 points in game 6 in a loss. And game 7, a win. But 89 points in the final two games of the series, saving Cleveland's season and delaying the inevitable speculation about Donovan Mitchell's future and, frankly, J.B. Bickerstaff's future. So, Chris Haynes, first of all, great to be back with you. Producer Ryan is always getting on me that I talk too long at the beginning. I don't toss it to Chris Haynes fast enough. So I'm already off to a bad start, but maybe I too will rally like the Cleveland Cavaliers did earlier today.
Producer Ryan, man, he's showing his true colors of late.
Yeah, he's,
man.
You don't know. He sends me notes like, will you just get to Haynes already? Shut up.
Damn, Producer Ryan, golly. All right. That was a pretty good performance by Donovan Mitchell, Cleveland Cavs, game seven. I tried to watch some of it. I have to go back and watch it, the rest of it, later in the morning, maybe even later tonight. I'm up now. But
the Wi-Fi on your two flights did not cooperate?
Not at all. Not at all. And my head starts hurting when the picture starts pausing, and then the audio doesn't match what's actually being played. So, yeah, those were my difficulties. But saw a lot of the highlights. I saw a pretty good, decent amount. I still want to watch some. But, no, that was a big, big game. Strus came through as well. You know, Miami could have used him on the team in this postseason. But a good win. So we get to see the Cleveland and Boston. I saw the fans in Cleveland chanting, "We want Boston, we want Boston." I'm not so sure about that. I am not at all.
Well, let's be honest. They obviously want Boston more than a first round exit, which they looked the way that game started.
Well,
just say
we want the second round.
Well, that's not as catchy. That's not as catchy a chant.
I'm telling you, I had Boston for most of that first round. They are serious. They're legit.
Yeah, look, the Cavs, their season has been an absolute roller coaster. And of course, the league at large, there is great curiosity about Giannis Antetokounmpo. How does he respond to Milwaukee's early exit? Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat. What happens there? How did the Heat respond to a first round exit and not having Jimmy Butler on the court and Jimmy Butler being eligible for a 2-year extension worth in excess of $100 million as of July 7th? How will the Heat react? How will that impact Jimmy Butler's future? But Donovan Mitchell might be at the top of the list for players who have rival front offices wondering about his future. And had the Cavs lost a game 7 at home, surely JB Bickerstaff, who has been under various levels of pressure all season, he would have absorbed the immediate brunt of a second straight first round exit for the Cavs. But Donovan Mitchell is eligible for an extension this summer. The belief has been out there that if the Cavs can't get him to agree to an extension, that they're going to have to trade him. The Cavs, of course, resist that thinking and have brushed aside any notion that they're even thinking about trading Donovan Mitchell. And they turned away all in-season trade interest in Donovan Mitchell. All of Monday's NBA programming would have been talking heavily about Donovan Mitchell's future, but with 39 points in game 7 to follow the 50 ball he had in a losing effort in game 6, where if he just had gotten a little bit of help from somewhere, the Cavs probably finished that series in Orlando. But Donovan Mitchell has put all that to bed, at least for the short term. And man, the aggression he was playing with just kept getting to the rim. He was in such a fierce attack mode against an Orlando team that, look, we all know about Orlando's offensive shortcomings. We saw them play out as painfully as possible. Here the Magic are. It's the only game 7 in the first round. It's an ABC Sunday. It's a rare national TV showcase for both of these teams. And man, Franz Wagner goes 1-for-15 from the field. Just a nightmare. But Donovan Mitchell, the one thing we know the Magic can do is defend. And Donovan Mitchell just put on an offensive masterclass in the last two games of this series and put it in my face and others who question, you know, what's his health like? Is he really, if my memory and math are correct, Mitchell was only healthy enough to play 6 of Cleveland's last 21 regular season games. So there were legit questions coming into these playoffs about what he would look like. But the Cavs did it. No Jared Allen at the end of the season, but they find a way. They get to the second round. They will now play the Celtics. But honestly, as great as Mitchell was in game 6 and game 7, I'd say the weekend still belonged to Anthony Edwards. This is such a weird time in the NBA because you hear this now. You hear people covering the game and they say Anthony Edwards is the best American player. And it's just crazy that we even have to say that. But because of what Jokic and Embiid and Doncic and SGA and all these players who hold other passports are doing, this has become a thing. But man, Anthony Edwards, what a statement with the way he played in game one. And Chris Haynes, I'll just ask you, I mean, can the Minnesota Timberwolves actually win this series? Are they going to knock the defending champs out? That's the first game one loss for Jokic in 5 years, going all the way back to 2019.
Yeah, they got a shot. They're the truth. They are absolutely the truth. And they can do it on both ends of the floor. So that's what makes them scary. Anthony Edwards is just on a – his confidence is sky high right now, man. You can't guard him one-on-one. And this season he stepped up his ability to make plays for other people. So he's a much more well-rounded player. And to your – you know, as you started talking about this series, you mentioned, you know, is Anthony Edwards, is he the best United States-born player? Ooh, might be. I mean, he might be. I mean, it's still tough to – I mean, he just swept.
I'm not ready to walk away from the 30-somethings like your Currys, your Durants, your LeBrons. Durant. Like, obviously, they're older.
He just swept. Yeah, he just swept the Durant and Booker. And Bradley Beal, I mean, golly. I mean, but look, I wouldn't place him, like, if I'm giving a top 10, if I had to give a top 10 player, United States player in the league, I don't know that I put him over KD yet, or maybe a few other guys, but he's definitely on the verge. I mean, think about Stein. I don't want to jump ahead to a couple of months down the road, but you know, who's going to be the go-to player for the Olympic team? He's balling out right now.
You know, since Jason Tatum texted you, I don't know, maybe we should ask him, like, Jason Tatum, what do you, what should the rankings be?
I don't think Jason Tatum would give up. I don't think he will put Anthony Edwards above him right now. You know, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch. We are witnessing the changing of the guard. You know, not just United States player, but SGA and OKC. You know what those what he's doing, what those youngsters are doing over there. Like we're witnessing the change right now.
It doesn't bother me though. How do you feel? I'm not sitting here throwing things at my TV because some of these more marquee teams are now home for the summer. Like, I like seeing new stuff in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens. You know, at a certain point, there's a changing of the guard, and that's what happens. And I think right now we're just seeing a plethora of the guys who used to be the face of the league, LeBron James, Stephen Curry. I'm saying used to be because they still pretty much are still. Face of the league doesn't necessarily mean the best player, but it means probably the most marketable, the most popular.
I cannot – that face of the league stuff, yeah. I
mean, it's still hard. Like, I get you. People struggle with that. But Steph, LeBron, KD – those guys still have it. Doesn't mean that they're the best in the league anymore, but those guys still have the cachet to hold that.
Yeah, and look,
down.
I talked about this when I did the solo pod on Friday. It is crazy to look at it and say that Golden State, the Suns, the Heat, the Sixers, the Bucks, and both LA teams. It's crazy that they're all out. They're all done. Like, I don't know what kind of odds you could have gotten in Vegas for such a thing, but that none of those teams could get past round one is really wild. I can't even do it justice. I mean, just think about the Celtics. They have a chance to get back to the NBA Finals without facing Philly, without facing Milwaukee. And yes, they played the Miami Heat in round one, but the Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler, it's just not the same. So things have really opened up for the Celtics to get back to the finals. And of course, they likely won't have Kristaps Porzingis until the conference finals at the earliest, and maybe not until the NBA finals. So they will take the easier path if that's indeed the way it plays out. But like I said, I'm not sitting here just depressed because all these marquee teams are on the sideline already. I think we have four really good second round matchups. Your series is going to be really interesting with the emerging Pacers and the Knicks and the whole Madison Square Garden factor and the history between those teams that had such a good playoff rivalry in the 90s and Jalen Brunson against Rick Carlisle. I cannot wait for the Chris Haynes sideline report about Jalen Brunson, remembering how he only got 10 minutes in a game 7 the last time he played for Rick Carlisle, and now he gets to go up against Rick Carlisle. There will be fireworks there. You know, my series, Dallas OKC, that'll be a good one. You know, Boston Cleveland, we'll see how much the Cavs have left after all the energy they expended just to get to round 2. And then Denver Minnesota is just a whopper of a second round series.
And Stein, for the series that I'm doing, as you mentioned, New York, Indiana, you know, there's a lot of nostalgia attached to that, those two teams playing together. Had some big playoff bouts back in the day. I don't think this is a secret.
I hope it's a secret and you're revealing a secret.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna reveal it slightly. So I don't think it's a secret, but just in case it's a secret, you want to pay attention to our broadcast coming up where we might have somebody that was that had a lot of history with that series back in the day, with those big playoff bouts back in the day between the Knicks and the Pacers. So you should know what I'm talking about. But if you don't, then you just have to wait and see.
Well, I would like to think Reggie Miller is somehow involved in this.
Oh, interesting. Okay. That would be cool, huh?
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Are you, how much of that series are you doing? Do you know how many games you're doing in that series already?
I'm doing the whole series.
Oh, really?
So I'm doing a whole series of the games that are TNT. So game 1 and game 2 are TNT games. Game 3 and 4, ESPN and ABC. Game 5 is TNT as well, if there is a game 5. 6 and 7 is not, they haven't revealed that yet as far as the game. So, but
you're going to stay on that series even if the games aren't on TNT. That is your series in the second round.
No, well, I'm actually going home. for 3 and 4.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
but you're not switching to some other
series. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm staying on that series.
You are locking in.
And what's not just locking in on the series, I'm locking in on New York. Because the games that I'm assigned that TNT has are all the games that are in New York, which, Stein, I have no problem with whatsoever. TNT has been treating the brother really good this season. Really good. Traveling is the traveling, this, my schedule, it's been impeccable. Thank you, everybody.
No more Miami games, but New York ain't a bad fallback.
New York is my favorite city.
Miami's your favorite. What do you mean New York
Miami's
is your favorite?
Miami's my second. You didn't know that? New York
no,
is my favorite.
No, I thought yeah. Miami was your favorite.
Yep, New York number one, Miami number two.
I love Indy. I'm sad for you that you're not getting to go to Indianapolis. I had a great time at the All-Star game, especially Friday when it was freezing cold. I loved it.
I'm not surprised, Don. Not surprised one bit.
Hey, when I sent you to St. Elmo's, did it deliver? Did you like St. Elmo's at least?
It did. So it was great. I mean, I'm not visiting Indiana just for St. Elmo's, though, but it was pretty great.
Producer Ryan, can you believe this guy? Like, if it's not Miami or New York, he'd rather be
home. I'm still a little in shock that New York took the top spot. Now, I think this bears a little bit more discussion. Are we talking New York is number one based off of the time of year? Because I have questions if New York is your favorite place in January and February as opposed to Miami.
I also would love, I know you can't do this at the touch of a button, but I do think we need to go back into the archives of This League Uncut because I don't remember Chris Haynes ever saying Miami is my second favorite city in the league.
Right, well,
I don't remember being a part of those sentences.
All right, I have an explanation. I have some explaining to do. You know, this is This League Uncut. The listeners here, I consider you guys family. You know, I pour out a lot of my personal life to you guys and gals and hope that it will help you all out. So if you did go back in the archives, Stein and Ryan, you might have heard me say Miami was number one. But I'm going to tell you, I got questioned about Miami being my number one about 2 weeks ago. And the question came from my wife. And she's like, you talk about Miami a lot. Why are you always raving about it? Why are you always talking about you love the scenery? She said, I know what you'd be talking about. I know what you're talking about. I know the scenery you're talking about.
Show contributor Charlotte Haynes is on it.
Yes. She said, I don't think that's appropriate for you to be saying it like that. I said, babe, that's not the... I like it for the weather. I said I like the weather. You know, the weather is beautiful. It's a vibe. The city is a vibe. Yeah, but she was like, that ain't what you're putting out there. People ain't thinking you talking about just the weather or the vibe. They think you talking about the scenery. And so I tried to thank you, Stein and Ryan, because I tried to like sneak in a new number one and then like create a new narrative, but you guys stopped me in my tracks. So thank you for that. But New York has always been, it was like New York and Miami. So I'm not totally fibbing. I'm just.
So it sounds like this new narrative was brought on perhaps by a walk home from KFC one night after a certain discussion.
No, Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Popeyes. Yes, Popeyes. Popeyes. Get it right, Ryan. Get it right. Yeah. So, yeah. Y'all know how I feel about Miami, but I had to have a little, I had to change, I had to move some things around. But New York, I love New York, though.
Hey,
really do.
So to this day, there is no place I would rather watch a game than Madison Square Garden. I am old school. This will surprise you guys 0%. I like an arena that features an old school organist, and the soundtrack at MSG is poetic. It is magical. Just, I love hearing it. And when the Knicks are playing well and that building is rocking, it's just the whole soundtrack there is electric, even on television when you're not in the building. So I'll be jealous because working sideline means you're on the floor. We've talked about this before. In the glory days of MSG, when I started out as a beat writer, I mean, we used to get incredible seats on the baseline, and there was no real estate. The baseline table was just stuffed right into the fan area, and there's like so little room to move around, but just being at floor level at Madison Square Garden is one of the truly special experiences in our profession. And so for you to know that your next three sideline gigs are there on that floor in that building, you are a lucky, lucky man.
Stein, the Knicks feel the same way about me being lucky, because every game that I've covered in New York, they've won. Jeremy Watkins, the head PR guy over there, over both the business side and basketball side, he always asked me, when am I coming to New York? We need some good luck. So he's definitely ecstatic that I touched down over here. Now, I can't, you know, you can't put it all on me. It has nothing to do with me, even though Batum feels the opposite. He says I'm a black cat. Yeah, he hates having me around because they do tend to lose, whether when he was with the Clippers and then over there with the Sixers. So depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, but how many games did you do in this series? He can't blame you for this series, right? You did one game in that series?
Yeah, but it was that game too where they were up. They were up like eight.
No way.
With 47.
I already forgot about that. You did the game too when they blew the lead?
Game. Yes, I was on that game.
Oh my. Did you talk to Batum after?
He just looked at me and hurried up and walked away.
Man.
I said, I'm sorry, brother.
He might have a point. He might have a case.
Of all games, that one. Yes.
He's not going to come back on to give us the Wembanyama breakdown because.
Oh, man.
You are. Oh.
Yeah. He finished the year strong. I'm happy for him, man. I remember, what was it, like 5 years ago? It looked like he was out of the league when he was with Charlotte. They weren't playing him at all. And so he's been able to find an extra life shelf with the Clippers and finishing game strong for Philly. And so. Kudos to Nicholas Batum.
Well, you know, we're going to use that to segue. We will get to the coaching carousel in a minute. Again, we have this list of marquee teams who now are going to face really difficult off seasons. But I think Philly's actually, you know, they're in the strongest position probably out of all the teams we could list, because they're going to have more than $50 million in cap space, maybe closer to $60 million. So, they'll be able to chase Paul George. Everybody knows that Paul George is at the top of the Sixers list. If that doesn't work out, though, they can try to trade for a star player to fit into that cap space. And then after using that cap space, they can re-sign Tyrese Maxey to a max deal. And I know I've told you guys this story before, but when I type Maxey on my Key2 LE BlackBerry that I still use, spell check often changes Maxey to Maxed. I think they're right, and I think they know, because he is getting a max deal. And so the Sixers, you know, that it's a real interesting one that's starting to circulate. Would they try to trade for Jimmy Butler if the Heat and Butler cannot come to terms on a contract extension? And again, Jimmy Butler can't get a contract extension from the Heat before July 7th, but let's just say that the Heat decide to prioritize financial flexibility over giving Jimmy Butler two more years when Jimmy Butler is nearing birthday number 35. Would Philly try to pursue him in a trade and undo one of the worst mistakes in franchise history when the Sixers prioritize keeping both Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris? They signed and traded Jimmy Butler to the Heat, who had almost no cap space, and Jimmy Butler has ended up leading Miami to two NBA finals and was one shot away from a third NBA finals in the space of five seasons. Would the Sixers try to undo that very costly decision by trading for Jimmy Butler? And honestly, I think I can talk myself into the idea that Butler might be an even better fit than a Paul George, because he and Embiid already have such a great relationship, and they already know that they can play together. And I remember Daryl Morey saying that they really want to make sure that whoever comes in as that third star really does have some playmaking ability. I don't know. I mean, Paul George is obviously a very talented, very versatile player, but I am intrigued by the idea of Philly trying to make a trade run at Jimmy Butler. Again, the Heat might turn around and say, no, we're not interested. We're extending Jimmy. We're going to find a way to extend Jimmy Butler and try to add to the core. But that's one we got to keep an eye on. And, you know, again, there are so many fascinating situations with, I mean, these are, when you look at it with the, starting with the play-in tournament, these 12 teams have all begun their off seasons. The Warriors, the Kings, the Bulls, the Hawks. In the West, Pelicans, Lakers, Suns, Clippers. In the East, Heat, Sixers, Bucks, Magic. I mean, again, Golden State, Lakers, Suns, Clippers, Heat, Sixers, Bucks. These are all marquee teams. These are teams that Vegas loves to tell us had title possibilities. And I think, you know, again, Philly has the financial flexibility to really make some moves in the offseason. For several of those other teams I named, it's going to be a lot tougher.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
And let me use that as a way to now pitch the ball back to you, Chris Haynes. You know the Milwaukee Bucks as well as anyone. What happens in Milwaukee? How does Giannis Antetokounmpo respond to a first-round exit? Man, your guy, I was terrified for your guy, Dame Lillard, playing in that game six. I am just, honestly, I'm glad Giannis didn't try to play, and I'm just really glad that nothing happened to Dame.
Yeah, that was scary. He still, I mean, if you watch the game, he was nowhere close to 85%. Nowhere close to that. And he was a better decoy than he was, you know, initially after he sustained that flare up in that Achilles, but he wanted to go. He wanted to buy, you know, he wanted some, you know, more time bought, you know, so him and Giannis can return together. That was always the plan, but, you know, Giannis' calf just didn't cooperate with him. I do think if there was a game seven, I think Giannis plays. I think he was trending in that direction. But luckily for Dame, he got out unscathed as far as not damaging that Achilles injury any further. So right now he's going to take some time to rest, get it back healthy, and then go into the offseason. I'm telling you right now, you know, obviously I spoke with him, but he's feeling very good about this summer of having an offseason to – just know where he's headed. Remember when he requested the trade in July, he didn't know where he was going to be at, didn't know what type of system. And so now he knows the team he's going to be on. He knows the coach. He knows what he needs to work on. And I know him and Giannis, they have plans to get together to train in the offseason. Giannis will go to Portland, train with Dame a few times. Dame had a house, he had a mansion built in Portland that he hasn't really been able to live in because the house finished. I want to say the house finished around a month before he was traded. And this home, Stein, Dame would send me like update videos, just how things are coming along in the house. He has this full court basketball gym in there that is just immaculate with murals all over the walls. I haven't gotten a chance to get out there yet, but Giannis and Dame, they would get together with Dame's trainer, who was Dame's assistant coach at Weber State, Phil Beckner, who's trained a dozen NBA players since Dame has been in the league, Mikal Bridges to be one of them. So they're looking forward to it. I remember before Dame and Giannis got together, Giannis does not train with anybody. He doesn't train with players that are not on his team. He doesn't do it. But him and Dame were very close to getting together last offseason to train. This was before the trade requests or anything. This is before they even knew that it was on the radar. And it did never happen. But, you know, so Giannis always wanted this to happen. And Phil Beckner was going to be the instructor during that training session. So they're looking good. They're feeling good about themselves. And, I think they got another year to figure this out. A year with Doc.
I do think there are a lot of rival teams out there that are crossing their fingers, crossing their toes that Giannis is going to get fed up and somehow try to push his way out. Sure doesn't sound like it if he's lining up off-season workout plans with Mr. Lillard.
Yeah, but I don't know about the rest of the Bucks roster. That's the unknown right there. Obviously, some changes need to be made. Some additions need to be made. Now the Bucks have a better idea of what they need to surround, what type of talent they need to surround Dame and Giannis with.
Well, so, we should say one of the few silver linings, Chris Middleton had a great series.
After all the
injuries he dealt with this season, Middleton was fantastic.
He was lights out in the playoffs. They definitely needed him. Definitely. So, you know, it remains to be seen what's going to happen from on that standpoint. You know, Pat Bev, will he be back? I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I would say after the week Pat Bev had, far less than a lock that he will be asked to return to Brewtown. But I guess we shall see. I'm just going to throw this out there. Probably too ambitious of a request. But when Giannis goes out to Portland, I think you should just tell those guys, hey, this League Uncut would be happy to make a road trip to the Pacific Northwest and do a four-man pod sit down with those guys. We would be happy to do that.
I'll throw that out there.
Or three if you just got to delete me. If they only want to do it with you, I'll step aside and let you.
You would not be the one that would ruin that interview from happening.
Probably producer Ryan,
because he has demands now. He's calling shots now. He's telling you, Stein, you have a when you talk, you got a minute on the clock. You got exactly 60 seconds. Get in and out. So I see producer Ryan.
The thing is
changing.
He's actually right. I just can't help myself from blabbing.
hey, Dame, thanks so much for taking the time. Now, I want you to keep it tight because we need more Haynes here. So,
hey, you know what, Star? You know what's funny? Like, producer Ryan, you probably can relate too. It's like, so when I do my BR live sessions, we'll have the NBA player come on and, you know, ideally, when you're doing a video, you guys tell. Ideally, you want them on a laptop. But when you're getting these players, come on. They're going to be on their phones. They're going to be You saw even Coach Jason Kidd. He was in the car when he did mine. And then you have, okay, so the player is there now. And so it's the producer's job to tell him, hey, all right, excuse me, can you center your mic? Keep it right there. Can you move? Can you turn it on airplane mode? You're giving all these instructions. Sure. So you can see the player sometime. They're getting a little agitated with all these requests, and they don't even know you. Like, who are you? You should be lucky I'm even doing this. You know, you ask, you know what I mean? Hey, that's why the producers get paid the big bucks, man. They got to.
Oh, is that they the reason why? News to me.
Hey, the truth is, this league uncut was at least 40 to 50% producer Ryan's idea. I mean, that is the truth.
He knew about this happening before we did.
No, he's the one who said we need to do a show, and you know,
is that right?
Yeah,
that's news to me.
I didn't know anyone at iHeart until I got an email one day out of the blue from Ryan Music of iHeart Industries. That is the truth.
Well, Stein, I can tell you what else is the truth. I can guarantee you. He fully regrets sending that email now after dealing with us, especially our traveling hiccups and everything that he has to deal with, our editing process. I could guarantee you he goes to bed at night thinking, why did I send that email?
It all goes back to that email.
What did I do? Listen, what did I get myself into?
It's more than paid for itself by learning the most sage advice I've ever received in my life. Ties. Yeah, and
Ryan's
losses.
Ryan's compensation for this podcast
ties and losses.
Is the life coaching he gets from you.
Yeah, ties and losses. That's true. Take that wherever you go, people.
It's all about ties and losses. Take Underdog, that put that on a t-shirt. All right. You know what? Let's talk some coaching carousel before we go, because obviously the Lakers have dismissed Darvin Ham. That news came down Friday. There are still questions about Frank Vogel's job status in Phoenix. And then with the Clippers, basically they were in Dallas Friday. Friday was a weird one. It was Ty Lue's 47th birthday. The Clippers' season ended on Friday night when they lost game 6 here in Dallas. But the Clippers went to great lengths to let it be known that they want to sign Ty Lue to an extension because they know both the Lakers and the Suns would have massive interest in trying to hire Ty Lue if he made it to the coaching market. Both teams have tried in the past. The Lakers, of course, offered their coaching job to Ty Lue before hiring Frank Vogel. And then Ty Lue and the Lakers, of course, in that instance, could not come to terms. Ty Lue ended up joining Doc Rivers' staff with the Clippers and then ended up succeeding Doc Rivers as the Clippers' coach. Took them to the Western Conference Finals in his first season as Clippers coach. And now the expectation is that he will secure a contract extension from the Clippers like Kawhi Leonard has. And so the Lakers will not have a chance to go after him again. And the Suns wanted Ty Lue last offseason after firing Monty Williams. But at that point, Ty Lue had 2 seasons left on his deal. There was no way that the Clippers were going to let him out of that deal. But all of that is a lot of long-winded background to say that Ty Lue will not be on the market. And the reality with the Lakers is the 2 most natural candidates for this job would be Ty Lue and Jason Kidd. And I don't think the Lakers are going to have a shot at Jason Kidd either, because there is the strong expectation here in Dallas that Jason Kidd is going to get an extension as well. So the question then becomes, who can the Lakers hire? Who are the Lakers actually going to hire?
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You made a great point about those are the two natural candidates. You're definitely right. You know, I saw somebody throw out Charles Lee, and he's definitely earned the right to have a head coaching spot. Charles Lee is now the assistant coach over there with the Boston Celtics, but you know, he spent time with Milwaukee under Budenholzer. I don't know that the Lakers want another Budenholzer disciple. You know, they just left from they just departed with Darvin Ham. And you know, just think about guys that do not have a job. One is Budenholzer. You know, maybe if Doc didn't take the Bucks job, didn't leave after the booth, maybe he would have been a viable option. There's just not a lot of names that make sense for a team like the Lakers who are trying to win now. You would think they would want a proven guy. Again, Stein, I've been out of the loop for like the last few days. I had a funeral to deal with for a couple days. And so the Ham news actually broke while I was at my auntie's funeral. And so I saw, and again, I don't know who's reporting, whatever, because I haven't been able to really get into it. But was J.J. Redick's name really thrown out there?
Yeah, and see, serious? And that's, I was actually just going to say, look, J.J. Redick has a legitimate, already existing working relationship with LeBron James because of the podcast they've started. And that is meaningful in this case because the Lakers, if they're going to proceed with LeBron James as a centerpiece player for the next season or maybe even two more, they're going to have to find a coach who vibes with LeBron and Anthony Davis. And J.J. Redick, he does check that box. But on the flip side, J.J. Redick has no coaching experience. And as you just said, the Lakers, after hiring a first-time coach in Darvin Ham, of course, Darvin Ham had been an assistant for many, many, many years. Darvin Ham interviewed for numerous head coaching spots before he finally got the Laker job. So he was a very seasoned assistant coach, even though it was his first head coaching job. J.J. Redick doesn't have any NBA bench experience, and the Lakers coaching job is as scrutinized a coaching position as there is in professional sports anywhere. Do you really want to put a first-time coach in that position? But it's been stressed to me that the J.J. Redick candidacy is real, again, because Ty Lue and Jason Kidd, who are two natural targets for the Lakers to go after, my sense is the Lakers do not expect either one of those guys. They don't expect to have a chance to go after either one. Both are expected to get contract extensions here in the near future from the Clippers and the Mavericks, respectively. So what direction do the Lakers go? Is it a first-time coach who would have player support like J.J. Redick? If they are looking for a coach with championship experience, the list right now really is Mike Budenholzer, and that's as far as it goes. Budenholzer is the most experienced and decorated coach available. And Kenny Atkinson obviously serving as Steve Kerr's lead assistant in Golden State since leaving his head coaching post with the Nets. But that's where we are right now. And the Lakers don't have the ability, as things stand, to just draft up a list of five or six sensible candidates without access to Tyronn Lue or Jason Kidd.
And Stein, another thing that I think the Lakers have to think about when you think about J.J. Redick, no doubt, you know, I think he's a brilliant mind, basketball mind. You know, if he wants to coach, at some point he's going to become a head coach in the NBA. But it's not easy coming over and coaching one of your peers that you've played with for a long time. And on top of that, coaching somebody that you have a podcast with. You know, that's another dynamic right there. Come
Producer
on,
Ryan, could you imagine me trying to coach Chris Haynes?
Well,
hey, one thing we know about Haynes, he's getting his shots no matter what coach says.
It's a players' league. He'd probably win that battle.
As long as the coach knows that, understands that, we'll get together.
Except
we'll get along.
You know, Ryan, though, in his league, he's coach, GM, and number one shot taker somehow.
He does it all.
So, you know, that's just going to be tough. You know, when everything's going well, maybe it works, but, you know, that will be a strange dynamic. I don't know that will be the right situation for JJ and LeBron. If they go that route, that means they think very highly of JJ Redick's potential star prowess as a head coach.
In an incredibly difficult position. What is basically the first thing we heard from Darvin Ham when the season ended? One of the first things he said in that press conference was, basically, the 2 years I've spent in this seat, it's been a hell of a 2 years. He knew what was coming, and just, I don't even like to say these two words together in a sentence, but I'm going to have to. It's very much like managing Manchester United in England. The level of scrutiny, pressure, expectation, demands, criticism, coaching the Los Angeles Lakers, it's unlike sitting, you know, maybe the Yankees, maybe Man United. Like, there's just a very short list. Dallas Cowboys, you'd probably throw into that sentence. Like, there are certain coaching jobs that are just, you're under the microscope to a degree that other coaches don't have to face. And so, does J.J. Redick really want to be thrown into that situation to start his coaching career? It's a difficult, difficult ask.
Yeah, it would be a tall task. That would be a tall task, and it would be a strange, unprecedented dynamic.
And then Phoenix, we're going to have to wait and see. It's not 100% certain that the Suns would opt to make a coaching change. There were certainly reports in the immediate aftermath of Phoenix getting swept by Minnesota that Frank Vogel's job is in peril. But I have heard that one option that the Suns have considered is just completely redo the staff around him. Maybe there is a former player who can come in to be on his staff. Obviously, with Kevin Young going to BYU, that certainly opens up the lead assistant slot. So there will be changes on the Suns bench. Whether it extends all the way to the head coach remains to be seen. But it's the same thing. There just aren't, with Doc Rivers, as you said, taking the Milwaukee job midseason, you know, you only really have Budenholzer out there in terms of readily available recent championship coaches. And so the Suns might say, you know what? We're going to give Frank Vogel another season. They haven't made that decision yet. That was another crazy thing that happened last week, and I got into it in the solo pod on Friday. That, what are we worried about the Suns for? Matt Ishbia says it's an easy fix. and that 26 of 29 other GMs would trade their whole situations with the Suns right now. So what are we worried about Phoenix for? All right, I think that's going to do it for this edition of This League Uncut. Chris and I will get together again in a few days' time if I can pull him away from all the fun he's having in his undisputed number one favorite NBA city. There never was another choice. There is no second place. New York. And there you go.
This is a business decision on my part, Star.
New York. You should go. You should fly home in an I Heart New York t-shirt. That's what you should do. Easily found at any local shop near your hotel.
Oh man.
And maybe bring Charlotte an I Love New York coffee cup home. That'd be a good gift.
Yeah.
Show contributor Charlotte Haynes.
Just try to be transparent with the listeners, y'all. Hope y'all appreciate it.
All right. Everyone, you know what to do. Follow us. Please rate the show. Review the show. We would love a 5-star rating if you see fit to bestow that upon us. And like I said, Chris Haynes, producer Ryan, and me, the babbling Mark Stein, we will be back together with you again very, very soon. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
And that'll do it for us. See you next time. This League Uncut is an iHeartRadio production. Boom shakalaka! Chris Haynes and Mark Stein!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.